going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Squidbilly, Miss Allie Mack hanging out with us her first day. She got the new shoes on, new outfit. No big deal.
First day
of school.
My husband bought them for me.
Oh, I know where they came from then. I know where, man. Grant shops.
Where
or
he?
Old school Grant. Grant used to buy me
DSW
shoes.
DSW or something.
No, Grant's Grant's an amazing value find shopper.
Absolutely.
Is he?
He goes
to
Marshalls and like TJ Maxx and stuff.
For sure.
And he'll find, he found me a pair of Florida Gator Nikes one time. How every team comes out with the custom. What?
I'm sorry, what?
Don't
he
you
found
know
a
how,
pair of Florida Gator Nikes at
okay,
Marshalls?
All right, stop acting
it's
like
it's a great
you don't,
source.
Oh, I agree. No. That's
you don't
not,
know what I'm
just shocked
about.
That was there.
Yeah, I know. But Grant found him in Buckhead or something. I'm telling you, Grant is one of these people. And Allie, back
thrifty,
me up here.
Huh?
I'm wearing LeBron's from Ross Dress for Less.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
From Ross Dress for Less. Oh, I love that.
Dude, Mike,
my purse
Grant
is from
is
Five
your guy.
Below.
If you've got something you want to find, you're like, hey, if you ever come across these at Ross or Marshall's, Grant's the guy to put on that because he is very good at that.
Can I tell just a very quick Grant story because this is very relevant to what we're talking about right now?
Sure.
So Grant was obviously host from the Diamond and obviously our Braves insider reporter. He was hosting from the Diamond before my show yesterday. I did an extended version of the Hometown Take. So Grant and I were talking in the bullpen, and I knew Grant collected baseball cards and was a heavy collector of baseball cards. I also did not know that Grant collected toys like vintage G.I. Joe action figures.
Seriously.
And things that it seriously. And he was showing me all the stuff he's collected and talking about how he wants to, we talked about earlier, Allie and Grant moving into a new home.
New
and
digs.
He was talking about how he wants to decorate with the airplane stuff he has. And I was like, man, I just found out a lot of interesting things about Grant that I did not know. It was awesome.
So until he met Allie, he was Steve Carell from 40-Year-Old Virgin. Is what we're saying.
No.
I'm not going there.
No. But I will say, with our move, a lot of his memorabilia and collectibles are becoming unearthed for the first time for me to see.
There's nothing better.
It's unbelievable to see all the stuff.
He's going down memory lane.
Yes.
Allie, ask Amy about that because where I'm broadcasting from right now, she literally, when we moved from a one-bedroom in our condo in Buckhead to the house we're in now, she experienced the exact same thing about the unearthing. That things I had just shipped to my parents and stuff. And she's like, where did all this crap come from?
Yeah.
It's like last night, Mike, we're watching in at Talladega before we left for Cancun. And I said, hey, 10 years ago today, we were at that race and Dale Jr. won it. And she goes, really? It was 10 years ago? I go, yeah. I said, the car's right there. And she goes, how do you know that's the car? And I said, because I literally bought the car that said race winner 2015
spring Talladega race winner. Probably has confetti on the die cast.
It does.
Yeah, there you go. Look, man, it's a fun show so far. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Hopefully you're keeping it between the mustard and mayonnaise out there on the interstate as you head into work and keeping it safe. A lot of, obviously, conversation so far about the Jax Olbrich Jeff Ulbrich, Shedeur Sanders saga. Also, a lot of draft stuff going on. We'll have Tony Pauline on at 8:20, Dave Archer at 8:40. Also got a CBS Mornings bit during Mic'd Up. You guys are not going to want to miss this. Allie's going to tell us about this one time she dated an old guy.
what? News to me.
Yeah, big pause. No, just kidding. We're going to dive back into this NFL draft stuff. And Bo and I have been going back and forth, for the last 3 days, because we're so excited about Jalen Walker. Let me give you guys the rundown real quick from top to bottom. At number 15, the Falcons selected Jalen Walker. We all know him. We all already love him. With number 26, she drafted Edge James Pierce out of Tennessee. They traded back up into the first round to be able to get him. They gave up next year's first rounder for that. Third rounder was safety Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame. Fourth round pick number 118 was Billy Bowman out of Oklahoma. And then your seventh round pick to finish it up on Saturday afternoon was offensive tackle Jack Nelson, number 218, and he is out of Wisconsin. We've gone back and forth about grades. I don't think that's not something I do post-draft. I think there are outlets that have done this. We talked about the AJC putting out a grade of C+, which is frustrating to say the least, because the national pundits, almost for the most part, all have you at A-, B+, or B.
Other than Mel Kiper, who made a mockery of himself over the last four
days. He really
days.
Did make a fool of himself over there.
And the biggest part was he couldn't even follow conversation. There was a conversation going on about kind of moving forward and where everything goes with Shedeur Sanders, and he just kept hammering these points. At one point, Reese Davis was like, that's not what we're talking about. But anyways, yeah, I think we have to understand that there are certain people in this city who just want to be negative, and that's their prerogative. That's their agenda. I'm frustrated with it, especially knowing some of these people and knowing that they're really good people, but that's the hill they choose to die on, and the way they choose to go about their business, that's them. I will say this. Warren Sharp put out, who's one of the best analytic numbers guy in sports.
Love Warren
if not
Sharp.
The best. And he had the value. The Falcons had the best value of actual picks taken and how they got them as anyone. There is a guy that we trust on this radio station, and he's an Aussie insider. He's one of the NFL Network, Brian Baldinger. And Dylan, cue it up, because Baldinger talked about, before I get to the third day picks, could be steals of this draft, but Brian Baldinger talked about the fact that he thinks the Falcons could be the most improved team after this draft.
I said the Atlanta Falcons, who only had 5 picks in this whole draft, but I think they really nailed the picks. They traded back in the first round. They needed pass rush. You look at what they have been doing, Raheem Morris, and their inability to get to the quarterback a year ago. They go out and get Jalen Walker with the 15th pick. Like, this guy is an athlete. He can come off the edge. He can play inside linebacker. He is a playmaker. So their draft started with Jalen Walker, and everybody congratulated him. I don't think anybody thought he'd be there at number 15.
They didn't even think so.
Well, there you go, Steve. And so he's there. You can't help but just go, he's a Falcon. But they weren't satisfied with just one. They traded back into the first round to get James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee, who has elite traits and instincts from size. He ran that 4.47 speed at the combine in Indianapolis, and his speed shows up on film.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And to your point, you traded the first rounder for next year for James Pierce. I think Brian Baldinger nails it. It's like, dude, and this is how I felt about this all along, and you guys can back me up if you feel this way. If not, tell me. I look at it, and I'm like, okay, that first rounder matters if you're a team that's really in flux and is like, you know what, we might have to go get our quarterback next year. That's not the Falcons. You're not going to need a quarterback. Or, hey, we need to go get our edge next year. Obviously, you're not going to need an edge. You're not going to draft an edge next year. So we're not going to be in that situation. You also just signed Jake Matthews to an extension, so you won't be looking for a first-round left tackle. I'm fine with them getting rid of next year's first-rounder for James Pierce right now.
Yeah, I said this earlier, and I said it on Saturday, and I want to say it again for everybody. To me, they went about this draft as a team with a plan, and their plan was, look, I think all along that they wanted James Pierce Jr. at 15. That's who they thought they would be there. And I'd heard some of that from people, from sources. I also think, though, that doesn't mean that team wouldn't have traded back in and gotten their second choice at pass rush.
I agree.
Because they never thought Jalen Walker was going to be there. They took this the approach of this draft, and if you look at it, there we could be sitting here heading into 2026, and they got 4 starters out of the 2025 draft. because Walker and Paris, Xavier Watts to me is going to be a starter, I think, day one. But that doesn't mean that Billy Bowman can't be a starter in the nickel position, because you're in nickel. Well, I mean, how many times do you start a game in that position? Nickel is a starting position.
Nickel's your base defense.
Yes.
Like we can talk about 3-4-4-3. You're going to start nickel. Like, it's not, there's no need in talking about our base defense. You're starting in nickel.
Well, whatever.
You're
going to
run a 4-2-5 or whatever else. You'll be in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nickel.
Yeah, whatever you run 70-80% of the time, right?
Yeah.
So to me, though, the philosophy was let's be aggressive at all costs. Let's be aggressive because we couldn't be aggressive in free agency. We could not improve our team in free agency. So we have to go get starters in this draft, guys that we might have to make moves for, which is what they did with Watts and Paris.
Yeah.
And then next year, we might have less to work with in the draft, but guys, we're going to have more to work with free agents-wise. We have more money with the cap. We are going to be able to extend some of our own, which will even free up 2026 money to work with in free agency. Let's be aggressive next year in free agency to spend money that we didn't have this year, and this year we'll use draft picks that from next year and accommodate so we can get 3 to 4 starters out of this, which may have been the exact accomplishment. Not to mention, you could have maybe gotten a swing tackle for the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, and I want to talk about Jack Nelson in just a minute. I had to do I did a 92.9 The Game reaction video on him, but I want to steer back towards Xavier Watts because you and I obviously did a show Saturday. If you guys listen to the morning shift, we were on Friday morning. We got to talk about the first round picks. We did a show Saturday, but if you did not get a chance to hear that, the resounding response to the Falcons trading up to get Xavier Watts in the third round of this draft, and you talked a little bit about it. Was it Ryan Clark, who obviously his son knows very, very well at Notre Dame? There were so many people that were applauding the Falcons for jumping up and getting Xavier Watts. I watched his tape. I was aware of him, but I watched his tape, Bo. And I got to tell you, man, he is a ball hawk in every sense of the word. This is Jesse Bates at the college level. Now, the third round stuff, you'll knock him for – you know, man coverage skills or whatever else is out there. But when he's playing that deep third, buddy, he's all over the place. He's got his hands on a lot of footballs.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if you're going to knock him, then I'd love to see Nick Emanuwari play man coverage. I don't think that's happening either. And you said it to me when I was talking to you. I think we were off the air, and you were like, yeah, well, tell me a safety you want in man coverage.
Yeah, exactly.
Malachi Starks might be the guy. If you're gonna trust a guy in man coverage, I trust Malachi Starks. But look, he was a first round pick. I hate the fact that he went to Baltimore. By the way,
ding.
They did a really good job defense. They were able, and I want to address this whole Mike Green thing. I was a big Mike Green fan, and you know, Baltimore ends up taking him late in the second round. The reality is Baltimore can afford to take a pick like that. And it's so easy to say, watch him at Baltimore. He's going to eat. Well, yeah, they have a top five defense. I mean, yeah. Baltimore's one of the best defenses in the league with a built-in pass rush already. Of course Mike Green's going to eat. He's going to go there, have veteran leadership, and just be like, hey, man, come along at your own rate, and you're going to be lined up opposite all these guys. So it's so much easier to predict Mike Green being good in Baltimore if all the character concerns are just concerns. So easy to say that. That's like me saying, you know, walking in the room saying, all right, yeah, I bet that guy's tall, but I bet Mike Johnson's bigger because I know how tall you are, and you're normally the tallest guy in the room. It's dumb. It's just silly. It's this cop-out. Xavier Watts, though, dude, he is a ball hawk with high-level football IQ. Dude's going to be good. And Billy Bowman is very athletic. That's why he's undersized for a safety, but he's athletic. He's fluid. He has played that nickel spot in college at times where he lined up in the box there and in the run game. They went and addressed best player available for their needs. I love the first four picks. Jack Nelson is one. It's a seventh round pick. I don't mean to knock the big fella, but you get what. Look, if he's on the roster after training camp, it's a good thing for this team.
Yeah, you get what you get kind of in the seventh round. Hey, I want to invite you guys. Let us know if you haven't already weighed in at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter. Want to hear what you think about the Jeff Ulbrich, Jack Ulbrich story. Also, what you think about the Atlanta Falcons draft.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.